Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, Ravens flock? Huge shout out for your support for the 410 Sports Talk. Chance and Glenn are the best in the business. They're killing it right now. They love talking Raven talk. Make sure you go subscribe to their channel. Let's go Ravens. Big trust.
Welcome into another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my co-host James Haskell. And of course, DK is in the background. Before we get started with this video, as you can see in the title there, just take a second, hit the subscribe button, of course, if you like the content, and consider hitting the like button because it'll certainly push us out to more fans. And also, don't forget to check us out on anywhere you find podcasts if you just want to listen to the audio portion. But Jimbo, we are here because we've been seeing a lot of sources linking the Ravens to potential running backs, judging by the fact that we don't have a ton left on the roster after Gus, his contract expired. Keaton Mitchell's injury at the very end of the season likely keeps him out for, if not the whole season, certainly a good portion of it. So we currently have one healthy running back on the roster, and that's Justice Hill, a guy who had a fantastic year and plays a super important role. But I don't think fans are ready to let this guy, you know, be the workhorse for this team. So naturally, lots of sources have linked running backs to the Ravens, and two names that have stolen the headlines, of course, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. I think it's safe to say legendary, for certainly in Derrick Henry's case, but yeah. Saquon's trying to build his legend. But two big name guys, huge talents. My first question is, do you see a great need at the position? Mm-hmm. And do you think the Ravens would address that need through free agency or through a trade? Or do you see them continuing what they've done in their history, which is typically address it through the draft or as undrafted free agents?
Yeah. So the way that I'll answer this question is reminding everyone the Ravens did make a push to go after Derrick Henry.
Yep.
At the trade deadline. That's number one. Number two, the Ravens have also been known recently to what some would consider overpay positions that are lower of value in a suppressed market at those positions. Yeah. Eric gets creative with it. We talked about this last night, that I think the Ravens could absolutely go to the free agency market and check it out and see what's going on there and see if they can get a bargain. So yeah, I can see both happening, but in this instance, I feel pretty confident that one of these two guys end up being a Baltimore Raven. Now, one thing I have to say, Glenn, that I'm really tired of is everyone is connecting everyone to the Ravens because now we've become the team that's one piece away for everyone, right? So it's just this easy name to plug in. I've seen like Chase Young. I've seen Derrick Henry. I've seen Mike Evans. All these names. It's like, just if the Ravens had this one guy, it's like, okay, let's just be realistic about the cap here. We can't sign all of these guys. Chase Young is potentially getting the biggest contract of his career. Hopefully he's not coming to the Baltimore. Like we don't have the money for that. So, all that being said, one of these two guys, I feel pretty confident will actually be a Raven. So I'm excited about them being matched up with the Ravens.
Wow.
I think there's a need. What about you? Do you think, do you feel as confident as I do that they address it in the free agency market?
Wow. You know, it's not outside the norm for Mark Ingram was brought in, certainly maybe not the name or the contract, but they have addressed by getting veterans and adding them to the room. So that's not crazy. But the question, and I think you mentioned it earlier, is the cap situation. They're paying Lamar Jackson, they're paying Roquan Smith a ton of money, and their cap numbers are large. And that's just two of a few guys. You know, Ronnie Stanley's cap number is pretty substantial. Marlon Humphrey, pretty substantial. A lot of guys. So the question is one of them more affordable? And so all we can go by right now is, you know, what other guys are saying their comparables are and what their current market value is. And so whether you look at, like right now we're looking at SpotTrack or SpoTrack. I never know how to say it, Jimbo.
Yeah, I don't know either. SpotTrack, sure.
But right now for Derrick Henry, the projected market value, and look, these guys are usually pretty good with this kind of stuff, is 1 year, $10.3 million. And in fact, if you want to, you know, get more sources, if you look with Sports Illustrated, again, it's very, very similar. 1 year, $10 million. And then you look at Saquon, and surprisingly, I think this is, we were both shocked to see this. His projected market value, according to SpoTrack, is 3 years, $29.9 million. $9.9 million in average annual salary. So a longer contract and a more overall value, but slightly less in that one per year average. And even when you look at, I pulled up, let's see, Sports Illustrated, who worked with Over the Cap and Pro Football Focus, and they agree. 2 years contract, $22 million, $11 million annually. So they're both very, very similar when it comes to cost, at least on a year-to-year basis. You have to commit more years, of course, to Saquon. But when you hear that they're equal in, like, in their value, I mean, does that, first of all, how much does that surprise you? And second, does that make you lean more towards one guy or the other?
Yeah, I mean, so it definitely surprises me, number one. I mean, you're talking about that, like you said, that year-over-year average being about the same is pretty incredible. To me, I think one of the things it does is it shows. Sorry, my screen is. I have a ghost in my room that keeps just tapping the back of my laptop. That the fact that Saquon has been oft injured, yeah. Oft might be strong, but like he's had issues with injuries, I think really impacts this. And then Derek's age impacts this. There's two things here that are, you know, kind of bringing this thing a bit closer than it probably would be normally, but so I was surprised that it's almost dollar for dollar from a year standpoint. Now that, like you said, the guaranteed commitment to Saquon naturally are more because he's what, 27 at this point in time. So I was really surprised about this. I mean, we went over this in the pre-show. We were both like, all three of us really, we looked various sources and were pretty taken back by this. I think really because we were expecting the annual to be higher for Saquon, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, certainly. I mean, he's the more versatile back. He's younger. And some people question whether or not, you know, much of his injury history, or even like they wonder what his production would have been like with a better roster around him. I mean, New York Giants have not necessarily surrounded him with star-studded talent. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line has been one of the worst in the league since he's entered the league, and they still haven't fixed the quarterback position. So, if that's what I think makes people more intrigued to go, wow, what if Saquon was on the Ravens behind, you know, a way better offensive line with a much, much better quarterback in the backfield with him? You know, what could his production look like? Whereas Derrick Henry has had an offense built around him for years that's really allowed him to flourish and show off his talent. So, I was very surprised that their contracts were equal from a average annual salary. But does it make it harder? Because even if their annual salaries is relatively equal, that's a 3 year cut. Saquon's not coming here for 1 year.
Right.
You could get Derek.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Henry to likely come here for a one-year deal.
Yeah. So your question is, would I prefer...
Like,
do I,
like does that make it less likely to get Saquon? Because you have to commit to 3 to 5 for him, is my assumption.
Yeah. I think 3 is. I think you get away with 2.
Wow, you think he?
Depending on what that depends on what the other suitors offer him, right? Yep. But if the market is right, you could get away with 2. I like the 3-year deal only because I think it does provide some flexibility in that first year to lessen the cap hit while also having control of a guy who, let's be honest, if he takes off, if he plays well in this system. I mean, he's one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
Right. So If you're asking me at the end of the day, Glenn, who I'd rather have if these two contracts are the scenario, I'm going to give you the easy answers. Two words, Saquon Barkley. And I'll tell you why. I think that everyone, like, and even me initially, I salivated at the idea of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people like that idea. But I also think it's fair to say that we had some version of that. You know I'm a Gus guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to poo-poo on Gus Edwards. There is redundancy between him and Derrick Henry. Period. Mm-hmm. There just is. I understand that Derrick Henry is, you know, this great power runner in between the numbers, all these things. All that's great. They run the football the same way. What you do on the field with those two guys is the same thing. And so for me, Monken doesn't seem to like it that much unless he's in the red zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's almost like while Gus, I think he had his career year in touchdowns this year, I feel like his value is a bit diminished because we didn't see any game where Gus was able to be that factor that controlled the pace, that kept their offense off the field, that closed out the games that we had seen in the past. And I'm not saying that Derek or Gus couldn't do that. I'm saying Monken just doesn't seem to like to do that much.
Yeah.
And so my thought is like dollar for dollar, even if you're spending more, think about how many times he wanted to do really cool things with Justice Hill and how much cooler those things would be with Saquon Barkley. Like the wheel route in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if that goes to Saquon, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things you can think of that think they just makes you think, man, that would be awesome to see. So, yeah, I would want Saquon Barkley here in this scenario. He's younger. I mean, his multi-purpose yards are out of this world. If you look at Derrick Henry, I think the most receiving yards he's ever had in a season is something like, let's see, I think I had it up. And, of course, an ad pops up.
I got it. It's 398 yards he had in
2022 off of 33 receptions, which, mm-hmm. you know, Saquon's is what? I mean, oh, he's had, I think, a 900-yard year, if I'm not mistaken.
721. As a rookie, he had 91 catches for 721 yards. Yeah, he had almost 100 grabs.
Yeah, which is insane. So, anyway, my point is that I feel like the match with our OC seems to work better. He likes a guy like this. And so even though you're spending more, I think you still get more in your return on investment than you would with Derek. And I didn't think that a month ago.
Yeah.
But this valuation has opened up the possibility here, and I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity if I was the Ravens. Could you imagine that backfield?
I mean, look, both backfields sound pretty good to me. I mean, mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, you talk about thunder and lightning. It doesn't get much more thunderous than Derrick Henry, and it doesn't get much more lightning than Lamar Jackson. So I'm intrigued by both. Here's what I'll say. I think I'm leaning towards Derrick Henry. And the reason being is one, I think you can get him on a one-year deal mm-hmm. where you could have some void years, lessens the cap, but you're really only committing him to him for 1 year of playing time. Even, you know, another big thing is the health. I know he's had 2,030 carries in his career compared to so far, Saquon has 1,201. So, you know, he's got quite a lot of wear and tear on his body, but this is not a normal human being. And he's not even a normal, you know, running back in the NFL. This guy is a different animal. He's missed so little time. He missed in 2021. He missed half the season. He only played in only 8 games. Obviously, he missed the rest of the season with a season-ending injury. However, has bounced back in a big way. Played in 16 games in 22. Played in all 17 last year in 2023. Went for 1,100 yards. Went for 1,500 yards in 2022, bouncing back from a season-ending injury. This guy is a different type of workhorse. He's never averaged less than 4.2 yards a carry in his career for a season. Saquon mm-hmm. last year averaged 3.9.
Yeah,
he averaged 3.7 in 21. You mm-hmm. know, the most he's ever averaged is 5. And that was his rookie year, which as you look at the numbers, I mean, he had a monster rookie year. But, you know, he hasn't necessarily come that close to duplicating those numbers since the rookie year. And I was expecting to see the catch disparity being more than what I'm seeing. And I know he's played in less games. Saquon played in 14
How much more
games.
Did you want it to be?
Well, I'm talking about just last year, he had 41 catches. Derrick Henry last year had 28. That's 13 more over over like I was expecting that number to be closer was in his rookie year. We had 91 grabs. I mean, and well, their offense last year was throw the ball to Derek or to Saquon or hand it to Saquon.
I was going
to
say that they wouldn't even allow DeVito to throw it.
Unless he was throwing it to Saquon. Because
and hardly then. It was mostly just turning around and hand it to him.
Just hand it to him. And no same with Daniel passes. Jones. Daniel Jones either ran it himself, handed it off to Saquon, or threw it to him. So I got to say, like, even with the injury, the one-year injury, he's been the healthier player. Like, we've seen every year outside of the rookie year, Saquon's missed some time. Yeah. And in some cases, he missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that could be due to the cast around him, and I'm willing to you know, admit that. But if you're telling me I can get Derrick Henry, a motivated Derrick Henry, in the backfield, where you're running that option where as a linebacker, you either have to sell out and try and stop Derek up the middle, or you have to, you know, sell out and try and catch Lamar who's running around the edge. Man, I think I like that a little bit better. And part of it is the 1 year deal versus the 3 to 4 year deal that Saquon's going to command, which ties up your cap for all those years. But also, I mean, man, that's just, dude, 250 pounds, 6'3".
Yeah.
I mean, he's a horse, Jimbo. And
no,
so
I'm with you.
I'm leaning towards Derek.
How many games is it going to be until – how many games of – because this is the issue that I have. I would love Derrick Henry. Like, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Derrick Henry in the backfield as much as I would love Saquon. But this is the thing. We saw what happened in the AFC Championship game. I'm not expecting that again. But, like, if Derrick Henry is in single-digit carries average per game for an entire season – I don't know how much you get out of that. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he's the guy that needs 12, 15, right? Like, I know he's had those big 99 yarders and stuff like that, but I feel like the more Derrick Henry leans on you, the harder and harder it gets, the worse and worse it gets for you. And so I just wonder, I can see all of us scratching our heads, just like we're in the AFC Championship game. Like, where is 35? Why is Gus not getting the ball? To like, calm things down, take a second, let's just gain 4 yards because that's what Gus does for a living, and let's move on with till the next play. Like, how much more infuriating is that going to be when Monken isn't doing that? And part of me is like, well, F it. If he ain't going to do it, and he just ain't going to do it, then I'm not going to try and drill it into his head that he's going to do it and hope for it on a wish and a prayer. Like, that's my thing is I just think about,
he can get iced out of the game easier.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just don't know if he can do it. Yeah, because Saquon, he will, I feel like he will be encouraged to try and find creative ways. Like, he just gets excited about that type of guy. So that's my biggest concern. But I also can't disagree with your points because it would be fun to watch defenses squirm and look around left and right to figure out what in the hell they are going to do with whoever ends up with the football, whether it's Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson. They are basically equally as frightening of a proposition.
And the thing is, this team doesn't throw to the running back a ton. Like, has Lamar ever been a guy who throws to the running back?
No, he's not a fan of it, but we saw a lot of at least a Justice this year in comparison to previous years.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, Justice is still going to be here.
Greg Roman,
he never did. He just said, run. Running back. Block.
He took all the passing plays out of his playbook, just ripped them out. I have no idea what he's going to do with the Chargers.
Hey, I know one thing. Herbert better get his Nikes on because he might be asked to run a little bit. He might be asked to run a little bit. But, I mean, my whole thing is, like, if you're not going to throw it to your, like, because Justice will still be here. We'll still have that threat out of the backfield. And he's not the threat to Saquon is. I'm not trying to say that. But I do think we'll still have that option. And we don't throw it a lot. Like, I don't think if you bring Saquon in, all of a sudden Lamar is going to be more instinctually throwing to the running back. I think that's just who he is. I don't think he's a big, you know, dump down type of guy. That's just not his game plan. So,
But if you get 8 carries to Saquon and 5 and 3 targets to Saquon. 8 carries a game, 3 throws. That's 11 touches a game. In my mind, I want 11 touches in that type of disparity to Saquon than if I gave that same stat line to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah. But you may be encouraged more if you're Todd Monken, if Derrick Henry's back there, to feed the beast a little bit more. It might be harder to get away from the run game like we saw in the AFC Championship if Derrick Henry's 6'3", 250-pound self is standing there going, Coach, can I get some run? I mean, Gus doesn't have that cachet.
Right. Even though, I mean, statistically he should, right? But he's not Derrick Henry. You're absolutely right. I mean, he's not. But it also makes you wonder, like, don't you think John, anyway, this is going back to the AFC Championship game, but like, somebody had to say something. Like, somebody say something. And like, still, it just didn't, you know.
Don't you think if Todd was on the sideline, it might have been, look, we're not going to get into this AFC Championship talk, but.
But ultimately, I have to say, they're both great options. Yeah. I would like to say Saquon, and I would like him here. I like the idea of him here a couple of years. I am concerned about the injury piece of it, but man, the explosiveness. You talk about the concern of Derek and Lamar, but also think of the speed. You know what I'm saying? Just those two coming out of the backfield, and you're like, oh, shoot. You know, and you got good luck, Zach Wilson. Isn't that his name? Zach Wilson. Trying to run side to sideline with those two, right? Like, it's just not going to happen. So, for that reason, just like the Sharks say on Shark Tank, I'm out on Derrick Henry.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we have a split here, guys. I want Derrick Henry here, and Jimmy seems to be leaning more towards Saquon Barkley. But let us know what you guys think. I mean, with the contracts being relatively equal outside of the length and the years, it's a real question. This isn't something crazy. And like Jimmy said, they already tried to get Derrick once. So you know the interest is there to upgrade the running back room. And I mean, it's pretty clear just looking at the depth chart when they have one healthy guy that they have to do something. But let us know if you want them to address it in free agency, if you want them to make a move from the trade standpoint, or if they could continue and should continue to address it through the draft and with undrafted free agents after the draft. Let us know in the comments below, and we'll talk soon.
See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.